a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Yesterday at this time, you were telling us about a brand new Woolies product, but later on in the show, we also had to explain to Lingy. And so, for those that missed it, here's what we were chatting about.
Woolies have announced Australia's first crop of a unique onion named Happy Chop.
Onion?
No, onion.
Onion.
Huh.
Yeah, the two of you.
No.
What is it? Is it
it's an onion,
is
isn't it?
Is it a Victorian thing?
And he always rips me for saying it wrong.
Well, how do you spell it? U-N-G?
This guy.
Onion.
How do you pronounce it?
Onion.
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 I'm sorry.
How does it feel up in your ivory tower?
Oh, God.
Why don't you go hang out with the MCC members?
Exactly.
And,
I'm so glad, Lingy, that you're here.
Onions.
Onions. Can you buy me some onions?
You done?
Onion.
You done.
Okay, firstly,
I hate you guys so much.
I know.
Sometimes.
I was going to say, firstly, in the cold heart of the first spot of the day, you just really think, wow. Lauren?
You know the Muppets, those two old guys that sit in the balcony? That's you two.
I know. I'm the one with the big nose. But this is the thing. After that segment, I got a couple of messages.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So did I, actually. I had a couple of conversations with people yesterday. And people that you respect disagree with you. And I love it. I love it so much.
Okay. Well, Jason Bai sent us a message on our Insta.
Sounds made up.
Good on you, Jason. He said, just backing up Loggy and Lingy. Sorry, Tom. And he gave us the official pronunciations that are on the internet. So here's what it is. Have a listen.
Onion.
Okay, and here it is a little bit slower if you need.
Onion.
Yeah.
Onion.
Yeah, you're saying it like I say it now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, when you're on the fly, you say onion. But when you're trying to articulate it, you say onion.
I'm hearing the same thing.
No, it's completely different. Everybody else can hear it.
Onion.
No, see, now you've said onion.
What are you talking about?
It's onion.
Am I
not
in a fever
onion.
Dream? Who said that I didn't? Oh, about Dan.
Dan on the pots and pans.
Yeah, see, that really upset me, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Because I love Dan.
He is a beautiful man.
I love Dan.
I was talking to him yesterday afternoon. He goes, those guys, oh my God, they sounded like complete wits.
Okay, well, look, it says here, when you Google it, your official pronunciations. Now, I haven't gotten to the French guy that gives the pronunciations for
onion.
Everything.
Onion.
Onion. It says here, sounds like UN-NYN.
Yeah, onion, not onion.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Let's play Guess the Year.
This is it. Guess the Year.
Hey, Stewie's just called through. You are going to be on hold for a little while, Stewie, because we are ripping in to this game. It is Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday-based game called Guess the Year. We're going to play little bits of songs and cast our minds back through the mists of time and try and remember where we were, what we were doing when we first heard that song, usually some sort of emotional trauma, teenage emotional trauma. And then that'll give us a fair indication as to what year it was released. We write that down on a piece of paper, reveal on three. It's closest to without going over it in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
I think we're ready to go. All best right. of three.
Can we confirm that these are all just not 1999?
No, that would have been too easy. That would have been too sort of,
That would have taken too much pre-planning.
Well, no, because then it's like 99, 2000, 99,
I know,
2000.
Exactly.
I did talk about it with him yesterday.
Okay, but if in doubt, I'm still writing down 1999.
I did spend more time talking to Dan on the pots and pans about the fact that neither of you know how to say onion than about this, though.
So. Move on, Thomas.
All right, we're ready to play question number one. Every morning
there's a oh, my God.
Wait, he might have just done it anyway.
All right. I wonder where that one could be from.
You've just been researching. All right, have you written it down?
Yeah, I have.
Have you written it down? Yeah. All right, 3, 2, 1.
1999. It's going to be the suckiest game that ever sucked.
The year was... 1999.
Oh, Dan.
Okay, good on us.
This might all come down to just one that he throws in there that's from a different time.
Little twisty one. All right, question number two.
Not a long like
no, I know.
Smug and know
you know
everything
exactly, do you? Well, tell us why you know. That's the game. Tell us why.
I know because I saw it maybe on the list this morning.
All right. God damn it, he didn't listen to me when I said he's just gone ahead. Do you know what he's done? He's had a conversation with me about not making the game tie in with the show because it'd be too easy, and then he's completely forgotten the conversation.
He's done what you do to us. It's annoying, isn't it? That medicine tastes bitter.
I don't know what you're talking about. Right, 3, 2, 1.
The year 2000.
2000, I said.
The year was 2000.
Go, boys.
Damn. You got it wrong. You just nodded along like you were the queen of the world.
I know. And I'm still the queen of the world. How does that work?
All right, question number 3.
That's not Billy Joel.
That's the curveball you were talking about.
Oh, yes. Who is this again?
It's like Westlife. I think it's Westlife.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Just let Billy do his thing.
All right, I've written something down. I'm just guessing.
I don't know.
Okay, so am I.
3, 2, 1.
1998.
2001.
If I get this, I win.
Okay.
The year was 2001.
Lee gets it. That's a win for Cameron.
Thanks, Dan.
First
week. Yeah, first week back. Good on you, mate.
Good on you.
Yes, just really... really read the code there. Yeah. 99, 2000, 2001.
That's where they call you the you guy two, that's smart.
You two still couldn't figure it out.
Well, you can never be too sure, particularly when you've had a conversation with him and he still does what you talked about not doing. It will return next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We have a full studio.
We definitely do. Botter. Body Pleasure Piercing, and Rhonda is here to pierce a couple of eyebrows and give people some glorious Tom holes. We do love your Tom holes. They are amazing. And you've been waiting for eyebrow rings to come back. And they have a little bit, but we really need to push it here in Geelong. And we welcome now the lovely Kyla and Azza to the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Does it make you a little uncomfortable when Loggy calls them Tom Holes?
Nah, been dying to call it a Tom Hole.
It made me uncomfortable early this morning when she said I was the man behind the hole. And that's, that's a whole different thing. Great to have you guys come in the studio. Now, maybe, Kyla, how many piercings have you already got?
Two. Right. Except for the ears.
Okay. Yeah, so two.
Ears don't count?
I don't think ears count.
Oh, really? Because that's the only one that's all I've got pierced. Yeah. Just got one. Just one.
No, you're considered what we call clean skin.
Oh,
I would suggest.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Azza, what about you? Have you got
I've only got the one at the moment, but I used to have everything. Eyebrow, tongue, the whole works.
Okay.
Anything below the...
I think that's what the whole works is.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the code.
It's a lot of face stuff, so I was just wondering, you know.
Yeah. Just keep catching yourself on things, you know, door handles.
Yeah.
Security at the airport. Kyle, you've had your eyebrow pierced before as well?
I have.
So you both when did you get yours done last time?
Oh, testing the memory.
Well, were Linkin Park a big thing? Limp Bizkit? Was it around that sort of era?
Not that far.
Okay.
Probably
2015-ish. Okay, nice. Right.
Azza, what era were you?
Yeah, mine was way back in the day, sort of 99, 2000-ish.
Back when I was getting it done.
So both of you were smart enough to realise that you'll wait out the cycle as opposed to Tom, who stuck with it for the entire 20-year period.
Hey, dedication. And also laziness. I just didn't take it out. All right, so both feeling good about being pierced this morning. Rhonda, it's safe hands, obviously.
100%.
Yes. And what are we going with? Left or right eyebrow?
Right
for Azza and Kyla?
Left for me.
Left. Beautiful.
Okay.
Mixing it up.
And we're just going, like I've got the little barbell. There's nothing. Because do you remember back when in that 99-2000 year, you used to be able to get like ones with like rubber, like little... finger stuff.
Yeah, so they were like green, like, you know, and then you had the spikes and everything.
Raver stuff, none of that gear?
No, I just had a barbell, two little spikes on it.
Spikes, I did the spikes for a while as well. Okay, right, well, we need to sanitise you guys and get you ready to be pierced. We are doing a Tom Holes edition of the show.
Yes, it's taken all week, but you're finally on board with Tom Holes.
Piercing Eyebrows live on K-Rock 955. Thanks to Body Pleasure Piercing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You're welcome. Limp Bizkit. Oh, K-Rock 955. It's a very special occasion that that gets rolled out.
Oh, we are doing Tom Holes this morning. Body pleasure piercing, giving everyone eyebrow rings because you, Tom, are bringing it back, even though you've been holding on to it for the whole time.
For about 23 years. Well done you, Tommy. Amy has now joined the cool gang.
That's right. We're the coolest people in the room at the moment, Amy. You and
are I. We? I feel I have significantly more than you. You might need to step your game up.
Yeah. That's right, Amy. And Amy, what did you just get?
I got my eyebrow just done.
Yeah, and what else is it called?
Tom Hole.
That's it.
So you've gone for the right side. You've got the barbell with the little balls. Will you keep that one, or will you go sort of change it once it heals?
I'll probably keep it as this. Yeah. I work in hospital, so I need to make sure that it's not, you know, going to go falling out anyway.
Yeah,
that's fair
true.
Enough. That's fair enough.
Do you think Tom would be an extra layer cooler if he got multiple piercings done instead of just that one little sort of thing
absolutely.
He's got?
I mean, yeah. We've got Rhonda here. Like,
come on, Tom.
I do wonder about. So we've got Azza getting pierced at the moment. He's on the table in the studio here.
Stay brave, Azza.
he's not sure whether he wants left or right, by the way. He's just
no, he was saying Rhonda's right, he's left. I don't know. I'm confused, Jim.
The fact that Rhonda's done the middle of your forehead is not a good thing, Azza.
Hey, Amy, have you had your eyebrow pierced before as well?
I have, yeah.
Right, that eyebrow?
No, the other one.
Okay.
I'm mixing it up.
Not so sure about going back through scar tissue. Maybe Rhonda's sort of, she's otherwise exposed. She's
concentrate, Rhonda.
It's tougher when it's got scar tissue, but it's not too bad.
It's a bit tough. Tougher. Okay, but it's not too bad. Because I'm just thinking about maybe I could go back through the nipple. That's...
Oh.
Well, no, try something different, you know. Is there another bit of skin that you're thinking of? What about you?
You got any skin that you want a bit of something punched through?
I'll get my second ears done.
Nah, it doesn't count.
I'll get my log holes. That's what I call them.
Oh, wow. All right.
No, as in my ears, my second. Sorry, I realise how that's...
So I think we've established that. Amy, you're the coolest person in the room. I'm a distant second, and these guys are super lame.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Lingy and Loggy.
Yeah. Poor Azza's on the table. You just called him lame.
How you feeling over there, Azza?
Oh, mate, we went in here.
You're all done.
He's
loving
life.
Done.
And he went with the left or my right, right?
Are you happy with that?
Too bad, too late.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
And what a morning we have had.
Geelong just got a whole lot cooler.
Whole being the operative word.
Whole lot cooler.
Yes, that's right. We've had Rhonda from Body Pleasure Piercing on Little Mallop Street in the studio giving eyebrow piercings out to listeners. How did we go, Rhonda?
They were fine, yeah.
Yeah.
All went really well.
No
nobody
tears?
Nobody screamed, nobody cried, nobody bled heaps.
Good day in the office. How you guys all feeling? All good? Yeah?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Can some of you please come a bit closer to the microphone?
Mm.
What would you have in terms of a message for the people of Geelong who maybe are thinking about getting their eyebrows pierced and getting this movement going again?
Yeah, what about you, Kylie? You just came off the table.
Get your Tom Holes now.
Yeah, that's right. Still doesn't sit quite right. Azza, you reckon people should start getting their eyebrows pierced again? It's cool again.
I personally wouldn't call it a Tom Hole, but I would recommend going and get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's it. Take it off him, Rhonda.
Straight out. And Amy, you reckon now we've started something, everyone's cool again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. You know. Get your Tom Holes.
Yes.
Maybe we do need to come up with a better name.
Yeah.
Oh, no, come on now. I think when we chant it, it sounds better. Tom Holes, Tom Holes, Tom Holes, Tom Holes.
Oh, man, the things that happen in radio and you just never expect it. They pop out of nowhere. You wouldn't believe it if you told them. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, guys. Well done. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
No worries.
Rhonda, how do we find you? Where do, if people want to get their eyebrow pierced or anything else?
We're in Little Mallop Street.
Yep.
In the Mall.
Yeah.
We're open from 10:30 till 5 most days.
Okay.
We're open in Geelong. We're open from Monday to Saturday.
Nice.
You can book online through our website.
Cool.
Which is a nice, easy way to book in. For it's sure. a good idea to book in because sometimes we get a bit busy.
Okay, right.
We do walk-ins, but you might have to wait.
Yeah. Sure.
And your Instagram page is a really good one to have a look at, and that's up on our Insta stories as well.
You can cool. also book through the Instagram page.
Yeah.
You can
love it.
Head in there.
Marvellous. And what's the website?
www.bodypleasurepiercing.com.
All right. Well, should we go out with a bit more Tom Holes, Tom Holes, Tom?
Yes. Tom Holes, Tom Holes, Tom Holes.
Well done, everybody.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Just got back from a lovely family holiday. We went up the northern New South Wales coast, or central northern New South Wales coast, had a great time, stayed in caravan parks. One of those caravan parks at Southwest Rocks was that, I don't know if it was a Big Four, but it was a Big Four style one, jumping pillow, all the stuff, pretty contained. Mm-hmm. Safe, the kids can just go for it, they can wander around. They had those pedal buggies. You had to hire them, ridiculous price, I think, about $12 for 45 minutes. I wasn't paying that.
I can tell how triggered you are because you mention it every time we talk about it.
Correct.
I can't believe 45 minutes.
45 minutes, I know, let the kids loose. Mm. But the thing that's got me a little bit concerned is Henry, my middle child, he's about 8 years old. He, every single time Dodsy and I would go for a wander around the park, morning or evening, we would find him cruising around. Like, it was like he was cruising on his big chopper. Just,
just they see me rolling.
Yeah, cruising the streets of the caravan park. I'm like, how'd you get this? Oh, some kid let me use the rest of his time. So Henry's convinced him.
Yeah.
And then the other ones was, well, it wasn't locked up back at the thing. The chain wasn't there. Is it stealing? Has he stolen these bikes? Mm. Is he on a pathway to a life of crime? Or, as you said, is he just smart?
Mm.
He's on the way to the top of a building, CEO role.
Yeah, good negotiation skills.
Yes, yes. Kirby from Brimley is with us. Kerbs, should I be worried?
Lingy, he's just being opportunistic, mate. Especially at that age, just let him do what he's going to do so he gets out of the system. And when he gets to adulthood, he's not going to have anything to worry about. You guys are going to be completely fine. He's going to be a model citizen. He'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, casting a gaze forward into your crystal ball there.
Yeah, I like that, Kerbs. I'm going to relax now.
Probably because he's a middle child and that always works in favour for being a great citizen of the planet. Tony from Corio, what do you think about Lingy's child, Henry? Is he a stealer or is he just smart?
I think the best way to do it is you look at it this way. You know, obviously he's inspiring these kids in mobs to be able to give up their toys. You know, he's finding properties that are available. clearly going to take after a generation above him. obviously, his mum's really good at this stuff.
He's got Dodsy's entrepreneurial spirit. Yeah, Tony, I love it.
All right, Olivia in Geelong. Morning. What do you think? Is Henry destined for a life of crime?
Nah. I think if he's convincing other kids, that's not stealing because they've hired it. That's just opportunistic.
That's a word that keeps coming up. Yeah. I know Kirby said opportunistic as well.
Tommy, don't leave your car unlocked. Otherwise, I'm going to opportunistically jump in and just drive off.
You don't want my car, mate. I've seen your car and you know my car.
The window does not go down on the left-hand side.
Mac is in Torquay. Mac, wrap this up for us, mate. What do we think about Henry taking the bikes? Is it an opportunistic sort of a crime, a victimless crime?
I'm not going to use the word off the whatever it was. Last word.
I wonder why.
But, technically it's not stealing until he leaves the property.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Lingy's got more money than God, so don't get tired after part with it.
Tom Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.